little bit of craziness, a little bit of lightness, a little bit of fun. That's what we do here at Storytime. Mary, it's been a while since you've gone first, so you're up.
Wow. Let's talk ice cream. So do you guys have a favorite vanilla ice cream? Because vanilla always gets kind of the, you know, it's
real vanilla bean.
Real vanilla bean.
Homemade.
Yeah, homemade.
I'm a total vanilla guy. I love vanilla ice cream.
I have to have it with chocolate syrup. Yeah. I like French vanilla, but I don't know the difference between French vanilla and vanilla bean.
Vanilla with some warm pie, tough to beat.
Oh, yeah, apple pie. Well, Food & Wine recently did a taste test about vanilla ice cream. So what do you think the best, they rated the best vanilla ice cream in the market?
Like brands, are we
yes,
talking?
Yes, brands.
Haagen-Dazs?
I'm going to say Dean's.
No, it's Haagen-Dazs. Way to go, Kevin.
Yeah, it's very
vanilla
good.
Bean, Haagen-Dazs vanilla bean.
It's kind of expensive, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. But it's the simplest of ingredients, they said, with just cream, skim milk, sugar, egg yolks, vanilla beans, and vanilla extract.
You ever
that's
have
it.
An ice cream maker at home?
Most people I know that have them have never used them.
It's a pain in the neck.
Or maybe have just used them once.
Everyone, I had every gizmo at least once, right? So we had it for a while, and it was kind of fun. But yeah, it gets old.
It's hard to clean. It's the cleaning.
They're pretty big, too, right?
Well, I mean, they're not small.
Yeah, where do you put it?
In the cabinet.
Same place you put all the other appliances you never use.
The bread maker, the George Foreman
George
grill.
George Foreman grill, yeah,
right.
For sure.
But Sharon makes yogurt now at home, which is really good. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, number two, the most creamy, is Van Leeuwen.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, that's good.
Absolutely.
They do the good pistachio.
It's the
so
brothers,
that was my
right?
mother's maiden name, Van Leeuwen.
Wow, you could be part of the... ice cream.
You could be an ice cream
fortune.
But
princess.
It's spelled differently because it was Van Leeuwen, not Van Leeuwen with a W.
Could have been a typo.
Could you see Mary's, like her throne on top of a carton of ice cream,
hey,
the ice cream
hey,
princess?
I totally see it. From what's with all this ice cream?
Right. It's from Louvain. It's actually a town in Belgium.
Wow. I've never even heard of that kind of ice cream.
Oh, neither have Kevin.
Van Leeuwen? I've seen it, yeah.
The pistachio one I've had before.
Yeah, they're pretty big. Anyway, that's my very light story. I'm hungry.
What's your
now?
Very light story, Steve Bertrand?
Well, Wayne's World is released in 1992. Of course, where was it based?
Aurora.
Aurora, Illinois. And one of the great scenes of it is when Wayne and Garth went into the music shop in Aurora, and Wayne wanted to buy a Stratocaster, a Fender, or some kind of guitar. And so there it is, that scene. Well, it wasn't actually filmed in Aurora. It was filmed in a California record store. Castles record, Castles Music in San Fernando, and Castles posted today or this week that they are going to close after 48 years. The guy who's running it took over 48 years ago. He's had enough, and so they're going to wrap it up, and they're going to wrap it up with a special screening of Wayne's World on July 10th. So if you're a big fan, you could go out there and check it out. And I don't remember the movie, to be honest with you, but I guess he goes into Stairway to Heaven in the record store.
And it said, doesn't the sign say no Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah, there's a sign that says no Stairway to Heaven.
What's your story, Kevin?
I also have a movie story. Spaceballs. Were you a fan of Spaceballs?
Is that the Michael Jordan one or
no.
the Mel Brooks?
That's the Mel Brooks one.
Is that with Bugs Bunny?
No, that's Space Jam you guys are thinking
about.
Oh,
sorry.
Rick Moranis is in it.
Bill yeah, Pullman. Yeah, yeah. I know Spaceballs. I know from Spaceballs.
Yeah, it's a Star Wars spoof. And they're making a second one. Mel Brooks. How old do you think Mel Brooks is, Steve?
He's pretty old.
102.
Well, he's got to be like 97. Is he still alive?
Yeah.
He's 98, and he posted this on Twitter today.
98.
After 40 years, we asked, what do the fans want? But instead, we're making this movie.
He's hilarious.
May the Schwartz be with you.
So there was reports this morning, then he posted on his social media, people went crazy for it. I haven't seen the movie in forever, but people seem to be very excited about it. And Rick Moranis, who we haven't really seen much of at all for a very long time.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Right. Didn't his wife get sick or something and he gave up acting and the Hollywood fame? But it's there are reports he's going to be in it.
You know, it's nice because Mel Brooks said he's still alive because he had that great friendship with Carl Reiner, right? Where they would have breakfast every day together.
Yeah.
And Reiner died not too long ago. Hello?
Yeah. 98, still going.
Yeah.
Still posting on the social media. So Spaceballs 2 is coming.
I love that. Mel Brooks. Such a classic. All right, Steve's news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.